I actually started playing piano and when I was 3 years old, and I always kind of sang along while I played, but I never knew it could be an actual profession until I was about 18 or so. And then I auditioned for a conservatory and miraculously got in without any formal training.
Really?
Yeah, so it kind of the realization occurred later on.
What distinguishes a mezzo soprano from a soprano?
It's hard to answer without using words that other singers will use, like color or light or dark, because generally the female voice has, we have the same low note and the same high note. Basically, our range is the same. But if you compare my voice to the Queen of the Night, the famous Queen of the Night, my voice will sound heavier than hers, and I definitely would never be comfortable singing in the stratosphere like she does.
But you could reach those notes.
Maybe not quite as high, but close to. That's the extreme,
So
really.
it's not about range.
Generally, I mean, in the extreme cases, yes, it is about range. But I would not be comfortable singing those high parts all the time because I would feel tired. Nor would a director or conductor feel that the natural quality of my voice would suit that particular role.
I think it was Denise Graves who may have said one of the fun things about being a mezzo is you get to sing more bad girl roles.
That's true. The bad girls and the boys, generally. And when you get a little older, you're the mothers and the witches.
Oh.
But there's the bad girl is Carmen, the big bad girl is Carmen, and there's no one else like her, really.
Well, you are here to play Rosina,
Yes.
which is a fun role, I would think. Tell us about Rosina.
She is a lot of fun, and she is very quick on her feet, and she can handle nearly every situation, every dilemma, and every difficult person or personality, and she values love actually more than anything in this opera and wants to escape with this young man that she just met. And she will do anything to get out of this house with her old doctor, to go be with him.
But certainly, Rossini is a coveted role, and here you are with Atlanta, and I see you will be returning to Atlanta Opera.
Yes, next year as Maddalena in Rigoletto.
Well, obviously, we like you here.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to tell us about this particular production?
It is a great show for first-time opera goers. We will have super titles, the translations that will be projected above the stage. And even if you don't catch every line, the opera is so funny, and we have such a talented director and conductor that are so sensitive to each individual personality, and they really have a gift in bringing out our strengths on stage and in our singing and our acting. And so I don't think we're going to miss a single beat as far as comedic timing or. You know, we will take every chance we can to entertain because it's such a brilliantly written opera. And I think it'll be so much fun for us. And there's no way that anyone in the audience could miss out on that enjoyment.